Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today, I have Adam Metz with me, who's Director of Social Media Strategies for Launch Squad PR. And we're going to be talking about really the most strategic way to complete a social media survey, actually how to work with how they work with clients, but in general, just best practices in all of social media. So, Adam, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Well, so how do you view doing good social media strategy?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's about being really thorough and being sort of methodical and then occasionally, you know, taking chances where you need to. And, you know, I think some good methodologies have really evolved in the last 6 to 12 months and sort of figuring out, you know, what works for you and what works for your clients and what works for, you know, either B2B or B2C because they work a little differently and, you know, just sticking to the plan and making changes, but making changes, you know, not quite so often, only, you know, every 30 days or so, and when you have the whole team's agreement.
So how do you start? When you're really working with a client, what's your first step?
So when we first get up and running, there's two different things I do. I'm going to do a competitive audit, which, you know, sort of figures out who are the competitors, do any of them have any sort of social media community or any inventory, and, you know, so once we do that, then we can finally create a benchmark for, you know, all the social media inventory of, like, the entire market to kind of compare the brands on. While you're doing that, at the same time, you want to talk to your brand that you're working with and say, hey, you know, who do you envision as the community that we're going to be working with here?
So when you're actually doing a competitive audit, what do you look at for these companies?
Well, so I'm going to figure out, you know, who are the top five competitors, both, you know, from our perspective and from the client's perspective. You know, kind of mesh those two together, and hopefully it won't look like too much of a Venn diagram. And then you're going to check things like, you know, all the various social media properties where they would appear. If, like, for example, if you were looking just at blogging, maybe you'd compare rankings from Technorati and Ice Rocket and BlogPulse, and maybe Ask.com's blog search. If you're looking just for influencers in general, maybe look at some influence assessment software like Radiant 6 or Andiamo or CoreMetrics, BuzzLogic, BuzzGain, any of those. And then, you know, if you were checking, you know, maybe let's say it was a retail client, maybe you could look at forums, you know, Amazon.com, eOpinions, you know, wherever their competitors might be. And so you have to look at all the different channels, really, you know, blogs, aggregators, microblogs like Twitter, brand video, you know, user-generated content, wikis, forums. Basically, if it's searchable, you got to get out there and find it.
So then what do you do with that data?
So then you got to, you know, kind of create a benchmark per tool. You really have to be able to give each of the competitors a score on a per tool basis. And so you could say, okay, well, you know, if we're competing with L'Oreal, the folks who make, you know, hair gel, then, you know, what's their score for microblogs? How are they using them? And then so once you benchmark, you know, each of your competitors on a per tool basis, you've got to say, okay, well, is there one spot that we're particularly deficient here? Or for that matter, is there somewhere we see where we can make early wins? And so you sort of make a hypothesis there based on the tools.
So what tools are you actually using the most for your clients? If you had to really look across the broad base of clients, what are you using? And then the secondary question of that is, you know, what's increasing in that use?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because, you know, if you have a client that's, you know, very new to the social web, then you're going to want to get them confident on the really basic kind of core tools, things like blogs or microblogs or, you know, getting them comfortable being in social networks or just having some sort of social properties or social application components to their website.
Uh-huh.
or the web properties that they own and they kind of control, I guess you could say.
So do you find that Twitter is actually increasing in its use across the board of all your clients?
Yeah, I've over the last, especially, I feel like it kind of really did hit a tipping point at South by Southwest just a few weeks ago. The conference that took place in Austin, Texas, the tech conference and music conference. I think, for example, the folks who work at Launch Squad, I'm thinking half the company uses it. And just for as sort of a brief alternative to email, but I've noticed clients have been using it to take press releases or kind of routine communications, things that maybe a year ago would have popped up on their blog. Instead, now they'll just send off a quick Twitter.
What web metrics analytics do you use today?
Well, there's really a lot of them. I guess I've sort of learned most of what I did about analytics and metrics probably from Avinash Kaushik. He's one of the evangelists over at Google. And he wrote a great web analytics book about a year ago, and he's sort of a proponent of what's called Trinity web analytics, which is, you know, combining three factors: the behavioral data, which is, you know, all the clickstream data, things like, you know, where did they click on the web page or how many minutes did they stay on the web page for; outcomes, which is like kind of, you know, did they buy anything or did they give us their name so we could send them an email in a few weeks; and then the experiential side of it, which is a little bit more hippie, touchy-feely, like, you know, evaluating from the user's perspective. How did this website feel to you? That kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so my goal when I developed my social media analytics and assessment component was to say, how do we take this awesome holistic style of analytics, this Trinity, capital T, analytics, and put this onto social media? And unfortunately, there's no, like, you know, single metric in social media that says you have a social media score of 6 or something. That doesn't exist. So what you've got to do when you start off your social media strategy is you've got to benchmark a few different metrics. And so the ones that I'm typically going to be looking at in both the beginning and the end of a time period that I would mark this, and I usually do this on a 90-day cycle. That's about what I prefer. So I would look at the following things. Share of voice. So what percentage do you have of share of voice in what you consider to be your market? Digitally speaking, I would benchmark improvement in the key clickstream metrics. So maybe unique visitors, number of conversions per goal that you set in terms of outcomes, maybe the average bounce rate of your site for day one of a social media strategy versus the average bounce rate on day 90. So for running it a previous 90 days to day one and day 90, I would look at the percentage improvement in time on site. I would look at a blended blog ranking for both your sort of top 10 or so key search terms and your brand name. And then, of course, the total amount of time spent consuming your content and user-generated content created or inspired by your brand, both on and off your website. And, you know, this type of assessment takes a lot of time to develop because you might be Budweiser. You might have a ton of content out there. But if you're a startup brand, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, well, Adam, thank you very much. This has been very instrumental in a very short period of time.
Yeah, and if folks are looking for some of this stuff in a written format and not have to jot stuff down as they go, you can. I read a social media strategy blog. It's at metzmash.com, MetzMash, and my ebook, There Is No Secret Sauce, is available there. And then Launch Squad just writes a blog or two every day, and so you can see a lot more at launchsquad.com on that.
Great. Well, thank you, Adam. I've been talking to Adam Metz, who's Director of Social Media Strategies at Launch Squad PR. And I hope other people will go to www.marketingvoices.com and start commenting and telling me what shows you'd like to see or what things you like and dislike. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.